the 2018 World Credit Union Conference in this beautiful land called Singapore.
Indeed.
With Sue Mitchell. Sue, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you very much for having me, Mom.
Oh my gosh, you're welcome. Any day, you're welcome anytime in the studio lounge. We encourage it.
Yes.
So anytime we're in the same town together.
Thank you very much.
So thank you. And again, I want to say congratulations to your Wegner Award, your Herb Wegner Award last February at the GAC. So that was well deserved, and congratulations again. I just want to start out with that. So
thank you very much. And I, you know, it's interesting because when you get the an award that says lifetime achievement, you think to yourself, lifetime? No, this is a call to action. This is a step that says, what's next? What do we have to stand up for?
We're not done yet. We're just getting started.
That's exactly right.
All right. So, and speaking of, you're welcome. And speaking of getting started, you spoke at the conference here about underground leadership, challenging the status quo, which is what you're all about. So I love it. I love it. I love it. So but what do you mean by underground leadership? That might be kind of a, I don't want to say a foreign term to a lot of people. They just want to understand it better.
I think that it's more of an opportunity for us to say there are conversations that take place in the hallways, at the water cooler, that there are times where I'm more hesitant to bring it to the main stage. And some of those discussions have to do with collaboration, cooperation. Are we champions to the level that we could be? What do we need to do to preserve the industry? How can we work within the system to support? I think quite often when you hear terms like underground, or you hear terms that are controversial in a sense, people say, oh, you know, are you taking away from the system? And I have to just reinforce to all of our audience that for me, our mission is all about, we love credit unions, and we love the difference we can make, and we need to continue to question and support each other and get our thought leaders together like we did when we were small and say, what else can we do? What else can we do?
Right. And you guys have these periodic gatherings called Underground Collisions, am
correct.
I? And they are very candid, very transparent discussions between, like you said, industry leaders.
Yeah, in fact, I've had several board chairs and CEOs tell me later that now they understand authentic conversation. It's our client conference. Quite often it's by invitation only. We seek to keep the conversation real and really have open discussions in a confidential manner. And we collide. We'll collide with events that are taking place where people will be together. We do nothing to take away from the event. We ensure that it doesn't conflict with any of the sessions. But like after this, our last one this year, the co-op came up to us and said, would you plan to collide with us next year at Think? Because we want to have those conversations and we understand the intimacy of what you do. So we won't take away from that. But let's look for ways that we can, you know, keep these conversations going.
Yeah, I think you can't have progress without collisions, so to speak, without two separate sides talking about what they believe in, and then that's where you get the progress. Sure, there might be some argument back and forth, but I think that's how progress is made.
I think innovation is made that way. We often talk about disruption, and yet sometimes we're afraid to have a disruptive conversation. And I think at this point in our history, there's a great change coming between fintech, between consumers, attracting, retaining, building. We have organizations that are growing at 10% in the billions of dollars. And then we have other organizations that we know will go away. We come to the World event and we realize that our mission, our purpose, is why we are here as a movement. And it reinforces what that means.
Right.
But I'll give you an example. World Council of Credit Union was started in the 70s. And as we progress and we move into the period that we're in today in the world, we need to reinforce and reinvigorate our movement into how important a global system is. And I'm on the Worldwide Foundation. And my purpose now is to communicate that the results, the impact. We cannot just look within. We have to go global. and continue to support things like the foundation. And I'm hoping that, and I'll send this message to my colleagues in the United States, for all of our CEOs, especially with our organizations that are committed to the credit union movement, please reach out and donate to World Council of Credit Unions, become a part of the foundation, demonstrate your leadership, because it makes a world of difference.
Yeah.
And you know, one other point on that, the sister societies and the Global Women's Leadership Network, we have over 40 of those in the United States, and the work that they're doing locally to be inclusive, working with men and women to, you know, engage our members in social mission, it just really enamors. It gets people so excited.
Yeah.
So I just say to all of you, you know, disrupt in a good way and be part of it in a positive way.
Yeah, inclusivity and diversity is a big theme here at the conference this year, and really and rightfully so. So, because, I mean, and how appropriate for this big melting pot to be have that discussion spoken about prominently here.
And it's representative of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, we were talking just now, George from Africa was speaking about that it has to come from the heart. And I was just in a session and I moderated a he for she discussion. And the concept was, it's not he or she, it's humans. And we're in a time when diversity is very relevant. It's a relevant conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And as an industry, we want diversity. Age, our YCUP movement, get involved in the emerging leadership programs, get involved in your leagues, get involved politically. We need to have your voice, voice, everyone's voice. So I appreciate this opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And do you see these different organizations that you just described, do you see them as challenging the status quo, kind of getting back to what you talked about?
Yeah.
And if so, how?
I think that we challenge whenever we bring up a topic that people aren't comfortable with. I think when we first brought forward the idea of a global women's leadership network, there was a real question about that. Now we have, you know, we'll have probably 75, 80 sister societies by year end. I had a question of why to call it sister society. We're always looking at the conversation, the language. In terms of disruption, I believe that any time you ask a thoughtful next step question, okay, or the question behind the question, people will wonder the motivation. But if you don't question the heart, all right, then the question is all progress.
Yep. Agreed. And so I'm going to play devil's advocate here for a little bit, because as we both know, credit unions are kind of a conservative group overall. I mean, there's pockets of very forward-thinking folks out there, but when you're challenging the status quo, is there a fear of... I'm trying to avoid the word offending, but that's the only one I can think of right now. So, and how do you get around that to where you can have progress, you can find that sweet spot of challenging and yet keep moving forward?
I believe that I was listening to a podcast recently where it says, when you're in a group, do you risk offending one? Do you risk offending 100? Do you risk offending 1,000? And the question is, never be offensive. I believe strongly in the fact that we're here to support each other, to love each other, unconditional love. But I'll also be right there with my children, my grandchildren, to say there are boundaries. There are pieces that we need to make sure that we take care of. So is there a risk? Yes. I will say to the folks that that they feel threatened, or if there's any fear associated with it, that if you trust and you believe in the heart, that's not where it's coming from. And I will also say that if we talk about change and if we talk about disruption, we have to allow the conversation. At our recent underground session, we had a discussion about diversity. And we had a young woman that was gay. We had a young woman that was African American. We had a gentleman that was looking at cooperation between countries. We had a discussion about the political system. And you know, I asked the question about what does that mean? What does diversity mean? And I didn't have the conversation. They had the conversation. And so the question was, did they want to tell their story? Did they want us to say, get out there, recognize the diversities, you know, understand credit unions and our purpose? So I think sometimes because the discussion takes on its own life, I kind of step back and go, whoa, didn't know I'd go that far, but no.
But that's okay.
That was okay. It's okay. And I think that's the key, Mike. I really believe it comes back to your heart and your belief in the credit union spirit.
And I'm thinking as well as like when credit unions started, that was the ultimate challenging of the status quo, right?
Right.
So you got to go back, you got to think back and go back to that. And it's like, hey, we are challenging the status quo even today.
Well, and we, and we should be. There are 20,000 payday lenders in the United States. We took a tour around Singapore. In one block, there were 4 payday lenders.
I've walked all around the city. I see them all over the place. Yeah.
So the question is, what role are we going to play going forward?
Yeah.
And what is that convenience? And I believe that we have the resources. We have an industry that it's not just about reaching the underserved. Mm-hmm. It's about us reaching people. And so our definition of underserved will change based upon the location. But I also believe it's about serving people that we can change their lives. Mm-hmm. And that's not any demographic. That's all demographics.
It's everybody. Yeah,
and changes in life.
Yep.
You know? We had a discussion at one of our sessions about a woman that was a widow. And she said credit union saved her life. All right. There's just so many levels.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
We keep talking about need to tell our story better. That's the type of stuff that we need to say. That's the type of stuff we need to tell.
We do. Yeah. And we come from these sessions and we hear these stories, and it just makes me more determined to get out there and have the conversation. And I beg to apologize to anyone that I ever offend. I'd love the conversation. And I hope that we see this as a champion movement towards making credit unions better.
I think that's a great message to end on. Sue, thank you so much.
Thank you
for all that you do. And I don't think you offend anybody at all. So don't even go there. Thank you so much for, again, all the stuff that you do. And we look forward to seeing what's next for you. All right?
Sounds great.
Thank you so much,
Sue.
Always a pleasure.
Okay.